Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf. Sam mechubiyin amenaf. Begin with taste the mask. This begins the word of the Gemara. Nachum Yitzchak Kama. He says Toma Shabbos Karamas. You're really posing a contradiction from the laws of Toma and the laws of Shabbos, which taste comes to explain this answer of Nachman, and it comes to explain how the Brisa is according to Reb Nechemya, which is the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah that yes, a woman could go out with a ring that if a woman's not supposed to go out with a ring that doesn't have a chaisim. But if she goes out, she's pater. Whereas if she has a chaisim, she's mechayev achatas. That the Gemara asks, we learned that the tachshitei nashim that are tamei, one of them is a ring that has a chaisim. So you see that it is considered tachshav isha. Why is she chayev achatas? So that Rabzir says, our mishnah is like Reb Nechemya that holds that the primary thing is the chaisim, and the chaisim is not a taksha for the isha. Whereas the brisa is like the Mishnah Kilim is like drabban, which the ring is primary. Rava says, he says no, the brisa is litzdadin, which is if it has a chaisim, then it's a taksha for a man. No chaisim, that's what it was told about, that it's taksha l'isha. And finally, Rav Nachman, he says, which is the topic, the title, the different masal of this tesis, he says that when there is a chaisim, it's going to be tamei, not because of a tachshin. You're right, it's not a tachshin. Rather, it's going to be because of a kli. So on Shabbos, you can be chayav achatas because it's not a tachshin. Therefore, the laws of tamei and Shabbos are different. So that taste explains that according to Rav Nachman, by a ring that has a signet, that the afila balav taima the have a tachshin leish. What he's coming to say is even without the reasoning of that the ring is considered an adornment for a man, he's saying that he tamei, it's going to be tamei simply mikol kli maisa from the pasuk when it talks about the laws of tuma. It says anything that's a vessel of action, which it serves as a vessel to go ahead and use as a signet, as a seal, it's a kli, and therefore it's going to be mikabel tuma. Whereas when it talks about the ring of a woman, that's going to be tamei simply because of a tachshit. So says Tesis Bahashta. Now it comes out that actually Bein L'Rav and Bein L'Rav Nachma Yitzchak Mukmi Tarvayum. They both explain this, the Braisa or Mishnah Maseches Kelim, that it talks about the jewelry of women that are mekabel tuma, that it could even be Kerem Nechemya. Not like the first answer that said that no, that's like Rabban and Amish like Kerem Nechemya. No, they both hold it could be like Kerem Nechemya. And you're right, it's not Mekabel Tumah because it's an ornament for a woman. Because it's not. Because yeah, Kerem Nechemya holds the primary is the signet. And the signet is not a taksha for a woman. Ella rather, according to Rav, it's mitam taksha d'ish. It's because it's considered jewelry for a man. Which, like we said, it's studen. Or the Rav Nachman mitam nava kli maisa, simply because it's a vessel of action. It's a kli, and the litzdadin ketani. According to both them, it's the Mishnah was not unilateral. That when there's no signet, that was the part that was going on tachshitei nashim, and that's why it's a mekabel tumah. But the sefer, when there's tumah that there is a signet, was not going tachshitei nashim. Bein l'Rava, Bein l'Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so they both share that commonality in that yes, it could even be like Reb Nechemya, but it's for different reasons, not because of the halach of tachshit, as we proved from that Mishnah Maseches Kelim that Reb Nechemya does not hold of it being as a tachshit because the primary is the chais. Kinex says the master said begins the words of the Gemara l'may chazi. For what utility does it have? Just going to explain what's the Gemara's question. Mishnah taught that a woman cannot go out with a needle that does not have an eye, does not have a hole in the needle. She goes out, she's not chayav achatas. That the Gemara asks, what do you mean? For what utility does that needle have? So Pishpa Kojirash explains, what's the Gemara's question? When it says, l'may chazah, what's it fit for? Is because v'ha, since it's not a garment, and it's not a piece of jewelry, so masahu. So the Gemara's question was, so this is a load. And what do you mean? Why are you saying that you're putter if from mechatas? It should even be chayav achatas. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. And that says Taisa Bakashli, but that's difficult to the read. Then King, because if that is the case, then my mishan is what's the Gemara's answer to this question? Ultimately, because since a woman uses it to separate, to divide her hairs on either side, says Taisus, well, what does that have to do with anything? Why would that make the needle suddenly not as a load? But it was still at the same point we started off with. It's still not an article of clothing, and it's still not a piece of jewelry. So how does it answer the question? So Ella rather says, Taisus is near Lafarish. It would seem to explain like this, that the Gemara's question when it says, Lamai Chazi, but what is it fit for? It means to say like this, Lamahi Regila Lotzis Ba Bechoil. Wasn't asking regarding Shabbos. It was asking for what purpose does a woman go ahead and take this needle without an eye and take it out and during the weekday? That I'm Rabbi Yisrael B'chul. That's Rabbi Yisrael came to say that originally. The Gemara attempted to say that, oh, she used it to gather together her hair. Which the Gemara ultimately concludes that no, it's because of that she divides her hair with that. So fine, now we know what it's used for. And then the Basar Hachi Parach, and then subsequently the Gemara asks a different question. Okay, fine, that's what it's used for. Oh, but Shabbos the Bechazi. But in Shabbos, what's it fit for? Because as Taisa explained, the Gemara's original answer does not answer regarding Shabbos. You say, okay, what is it used for the weekday? Then it says, fine, the Shabbos, what's it fit for? Meaning, you're right, although that's the norm for a woman to go ahead and use it during the weekday, because she needs it to separate her hairs. Shabbos Tava Masa, on Shabbos it should be considered a load, keeping the end of the Mamash Leitakshah. That's the more subsequent question, because it's not an article of clothing or a piece of jewelry. Now, but however, Tais says the Bekuntrish Pirsh B'Samach, L'Shitas, Rashi explains that the Gemara's subsequent question, B'Shabbos L'Mechazah, what's the fit for Shabbos? The way he explains the Gemara's question, because that was already the Gemara's original question that it's a Masli, he explains, it means to say, V'Aloi B'Shabbos in the Chalek Asara. What do you mean? The Gemara's asking, on the answer that you're saying, why in Shabbos it's not a load, how can you say this, but on Shabbos you cannot use it to separate the hairs? So then it's like basically a reiteration of the question, but it's saying because on Shabbos you can't use it to separate the hairs. Which on this too, Vakash Lavi, the refines is difficult. Chada, first of all, the homanale, the asal chalik basar b'Shabbos. Where does Rashi get this from? How does he know that you not use a needle to separate the hairs on Shabbos? Void, moreover, the amai parach b'ha asr. Why is the Gemara asking? It's forbidden to separate the hairs. What does that have to do with anything? Afili hey mutter, even if it would be permitted to go ahead and separate the hairs, takes you back to the question of a maslihu, but it's a load. And therefore, that still would be a difficulty, and therefore that's where the reader disagrees with the interpretation of Rashi and what these two questions the Gemara is asking regarding the needle without the eye. The next text of Masl, that's against the words of the Gemara, Hail Veisha Aigeres Basara. Since a woman uses the needle to gather together her hair, Tosfos explains what actually this function is. Which Tosfos comes to explain exactly what is this Aigeres Basara. Now, as we learned in the Mishnah, that a woman shouldn't go out with a needle that does not have an eye in the needle, there's no hole. But if she goes out, she's not chayav achatis. And that the Gemara asks, for what utility does this machar have, this needle have? And that the Gemara says, because since she goes and she is a Geras Basar with it. Now the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, it should be like Beerus. It should actually be permitted to go out with it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, no, that it's, you're right, it's actually, the function is that it's used to separate the hairs. That's basically what utility of the machat that you're saying that she's not chabachat is. Why is not an oil? So now the Gemara answers, oh, because since a woman uses it to be a Geras Basar. So that the question that the Gemara asks is, wait a second, that should be just like Beerus, which is permitted for women to go out with on Shabbos. So why is this any different? Now the Gemara answers, then no, it's fit to go ahead and separate her hairs. So that just explains, what was the Gemara originally saying that a Geras Basar? So near the read, appears to the read, Shetecheves HaMachat B'teich HaSvacham. What that means to say is that she sticks the needle into her hat, which is covering her hair, V'decheches Es HaSvacha. And then she presses the hat, kadei shelo yiplu sarasel chutz likishereha, so that the hair should not fall out from beneath where it was knotted. Oh, says Tais v'hashda asi shapa. Now it makes sense the Gemara's question when it says we should compare it to the biris, which is tahar, which is there to tie up the stockings that it shouldn't fall down to the ground, and then her legs will be uncovered. Oh, that they would say she's permitted to go out with it because it's part of her clothing. Here also, that was saying that she'd be permitted for her to go out with this machat because this needle is the havikain beris. It's essentially the same thing as this ring for the stockings. Shechez is but the shekesh leyipu, which holds up the stockings that it shouldn't fall down. That's the same thing for this needle, that it holds up the head, that it shouldn't let the hairs come down, and therefore it's part of the clothing, which Taisa said, but look at Pirsha Kuntris. That's not the way Rashi had explained, where Rashi explained that the needle itself holds the hair. Where you wrap the hair around that needle, and then you stick the needle in the hat, but however, the needle itself is not assisting in the hat. According to him, the needle is not really assisting the hat, and rather it's its own vessel in its own right, so therefore it's not really essentially like the Gemara's question comparing it to Beerus, because Beerus is assisting another kli, and whereas according to Rashi, it's functioning kli in its own right, and therefore the Re gives it this other interpretation of what Argeris Basar means. The master text begins the words of the Gemara, but to have a kibiris tahira, that it should be like the biris which is tar, and betishtri, and it should be permitted. Which Tosfos keeps explaining what's the Gemara's question. And it's like we said before, the Mishnah had said that a woman should not go out with a needle that doesn't have an eye, doesn't have a hole. She goes out, she's not chayav achatis. The Gemara says, why aren't you chayav achatis? Well, what's the utility of a needle?
So the Gemara says it does have utility because a woman could separate her here with it. That the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's its utility, then it's actually be permitted Likitzchil to go out because it should be like beavers. So what's the Gemara's question? So Pesach B'Kunj Rashi explains, just like over there by beers. We're not concerned the woman's going to come to take off that ring around the stockings and show it off, since it's meant for modesty purposes. So therefore she could even go out like a tchila. So that's how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. He wrote, so we shouldn't be concerned that she's going to take out the needle because then her hair is going to be uncovered and she would never do such a thing and therefore she'd be permitted to be like a tchila. However, kashlui, that's difficult to the read. Why? Because the hot kavalim. We have kavalim, which is very similar to biris. That the halacha there actually is in yitzim and Shabbos. You now go out with that kavalim on Shabbos. Why? Because the chishin and dumim mishaflo. We're concerned that you might come to take it down and show it to your friends. Mishum davatachsha, because it is an ornament. Kamesha farsh, like I'm going to explain, where, and this is the main point of today's question, avagav, it's new savida, even though that chain is meant for modesty purpose. Kamei biris, just like the biris. That kol it nyachad, because they're all really the same thing. Ella, what's the difference? So why is one permitted, one is not? Ella, shabiris ba'achas. It's just that the biris is a ring that holds up one stocking. Kval mishtaim, and the kval chain is by both stockings. Can we look? Like the Gemara tells us later on, adnam samach gimel amid beis. And therefore, you see that even if something meant for modesty purposes, like the kvalim, we're still concerned you can come to take it down. So how is the Gemara comparing necessarily a needle to the biris, and therefore it's permitted? What I mean, kvalim is also litznias, and it's forbidden. But more of another difficulty that he has is the lama lelahaski kantaris beers. It seemed very interesting when the Gemara is saying it should be like beers tahira. Why you mention the fact that in the laws of tumatara it's not a vessel and therefore it's going to be tar? What do you mean? According to the way Rashi translates, nothing to do with the laws of tumatara. How about the name of the Gemara should have just said for tavik beers for tisha? It should be like beers, which is modesty purposes, not for tar purposes, and therefore it should be permitted because of that. So rather, based on these two questions actually, which go together, the near the reader seems to the read the hachi perusha. This is the Gemara's question. But to have this macha chain in the kuba, this needle that does not have an eye, should be kibiris, which is sheyitzim, but you could go out with it on Shabbos. Why? And this is the integral part of the taira part. Lefishi taira, because it's taira. What do you mean? Because there's two ideas. One is mashum she'in atachshon. It's not an ornament. Why? Because the ain't an leash. It's not a beautiful woman. Keeping the ain't the kim ba'achas, since it's only a ring on one of its two stockings, so that's not something beautiful. Now, that's one idea. And additionally, because of the fact of its a kli, it's not going to be a kli, as we find in the laws of Tuma, because v'hava ketabas hakelim, it's like a ring of a vessel. Why? Because the enikim letzarech batei shekayim, because the whole purpose is of this biris is to hold up the stockings, which therefore it's not a kli in its own right. It's only serves as another kli, and that's why Gibbs's own kli would be tummy. No, it's a tabas lekalim, which is tar. So therefore, hachinami haimachad. That's the same thing, because those are the two reasons that we're saying that it's permitted to go out on Shabbos. One's not a takshin, and we're not concerned you're going to come, therefore not concerned you're going to come to take it up and show it off, because it's secondary to the stockings, and therefore it's not a masid. That's the idea why it's tar. That's exactly why we're not concerned to come to show it off. In other words, you're not concerned to show it off because it's not a takshin. But then the problem is, so then we're not concerned. It's not concerned to come to show it off because it assists. Those are two things. A, it's not a takshin, and also because it's just the stockings, and that's telling us why it's not a maser. So, hachanami hamachat, it's exactly that point that we're comparing the needle. Shehi ta'ira, it's tahar. Why is it tahar? Lefisha ina el kadabas hagelim, because it's only like a ring of vessels. Because it's assisting, and this is like we saw in the previous tesis, because it's assisting the cap. So, tesla shetase. And if so, it's only assisting a takshin. So, since it's not a maser, it's like an article of clothing, because it's secondary to the hat. So that was the Gemara's question. Tishri should be permitted. And what's with the fact that might come to show it off? No, and that's what we're saying, we're not concerned, because they ain't a takshit, because it's not an ornament. So there's these two ideas that we're mentioning will be here, why it's permitted to go out with the beers, and we're saying that the needle is exactly the same. One is because it's not a takshit. And the other one is that it's meshameshes. That's the tar part. It's meshameshes for a kli, and that's why we're saying that we're not concerned. It's not a masa. It's considered a malbush because it's secondary to the malbushim. And also, again, we're not concerned you can come to show it off because it's not a tash. But then he says, if you're gonna say so, ma'ila meshani hashes, then why does the Gemara answer over here? That if that's the idea about over here, if it's like a tash or not. So why doesn't the Gemara say that this needle is, no, it's not like the beers that you're asking that should be permitted to go out with. Because here with the needle, that's kemintashel zov yesh liberation, because it has like a plate of gold on the end of it. So therefore it is a tachshon, therefore it is tummy, and therefore it is rabbinically forbidden to go out on Shabbos, like a tachshon. Kedmishani liduch shenuri debesamech, like the Gemara tells us, because like, the way Tais is saying, it has nothing to do with the laws of tznias. To the contrary, it's, do we define it as a clean in its own right, or is it mishamesh as a clean? If it's a clean in its own right, so then we'd be concerned you come to take it off. Or it'd be a masi. Saying, no, it's not a masi, it's secondary to the article. And well, it's not concerning to take it off because it's not a tachshon. But then why don't you say, like the Gemara says later on to a different question, when it says that, oh, it's fit to separate the hairs, and it's not a masa, but rather it's a tachshid. Oh, because it has a plate of gold. So why don't you say the same thing over here? That's why it's forbidden initially to take it out. So it says, what you can say is, no, he said, geres basar, because if it would be like the Gemara is saying now, that's used to tie up the hair, so then this would never be on her forehead. Rather, it would be in the back of her head. Therefore, it would not be considered, this needle, as an ornament. Only when the plate of gold is on the forehead, which shows off like a piece of jewelry, but in the back of her head, it's not considered significant. Elatas, rather just like a piece of metal, and therefore it'd be a load, and it wouldn't be a takshit. And actually, to the contrary, if she would go out like that, she'd be chavachatas. But we're saying that it's only rabbinically forbidden, and therefore the Gemara cannot have given that answer that it has the tashlazal. Now, because the Rashba appears, however, the Rashba is bothered by this interpretation. The kibin de machet shageres basar hi tahirim, since we're saying that this needle that's used to tie up the hair is tahar, and because it's not a takshin and it's not a kli, sehechem el had the Gemara say previously nevdan bezim a base. When there was a student who asked Rabbi Yehuda, I heard this difference between what type of needle, and he says, no, maybe only regarding Shabbos. There's a difference if it has an eye in the needle or not. Avlein tuma dovedo achas, regarding the laws of tuma, it's all the same. Which the Gemara that concludes certain variables, meaning, but it's talking about an intact needle, and difference makabel tuma in all situations. On that, as the Rashba, Rish Chilik, Afel B'Shleima, what do you mean? Based on what we just said, there's a difference even if it's intact. The Isa She'inoi Geres B'Tameya, the one that's not used to tie up the hair, that's going to be Tamei, like we're saying, that is a clean in its own right. The Isa She'geres B'Tameya, the one that's used to wrap up the hair, which is then part of this cap, is Tar, because it's, like we're saying, it's not a Takshin, and it's not a clean in its own right. It's only like what's called a Tabasa Kalim. So what do you see? There is a difference regarding the needles. So what you have to say is that this is the Gemara is asking over here, that it should be like Beerus, which is Tahira, and never be permitted. It wasn't only asking on the part of regarding that it should be permitted to go out with it on Shabbos like Beerus. You're right, it was that Tumanami Park was asking on the other element too. It was asking that it should actually be like Beerus in that other element too, regarding the fact that it's Tar. And that is asking on that Gemara over there. Why do we say all types of needles are going to be tamei? And that also gam tishlutz, but no, should be permitted to go out with it. But you're right, that it was inherent in the Gemara's question itself, that actually not only should be permitted to go out with, but that should also be tar. So Tais told us that Rashi explained the Gemara's question, that just like it's permitted to go out with beerus, and there's not concerned you're going to take it off and show it off and carry dalam and shul shabbos because it's made for modesty, so to the needle she should be permitted to go out even rabbinically because it's made for modesty. However, Tais disagreed and explained that no, it means just like beerus, one could go out with it on Shabbos and it's tahar, those two halachas, because it's not an ornament and it's only secondary to the stocking. So too the needle, which is tahar, because it's not a tachshit and it's only secondary to the cap, those two elements, and that's why it's tahar, which is alluding to this halacha that it's secondary, should be permitted to go out with it on Shabbos, because that's why that makes it not a masa. However, on that Tais is asked, so then why doesn't the Gemara say over here, oh, it could be a tachshit, because it has the golden plate at the other end? That Tais says no, because the needle that's used to wrap up the hair, it's put in the back of the hair, by the pony in the back, and there a plate of gold would not make it into an ornament. But then the Rashba asks, that what do you mean? But the Gemara says that all types of needles are the same, they're going to be tummy. We see that if it's a gerus, it's going to be tar. That answers Tais is that it was inherent in the Gemara's question when it says it should be like beerus, was exactly that question. It should also be not only permitted to go out with, but also tar. Why do we say that it's tummy? The master begins the words of the Gemara, Umanichasa keneged padachta. And she places it opposite her forehead. So it's going to explain, why did the Gemara have to explain it, that it's talking about a needle that's used to separate the hair? And that is, the Gemara concluded, what type of needle, the utility does it have when it doesn't have a hole? Which, we said, it's forbidden to go out with it on Shabbos, v'nachabachatas. It's used to separate her hairs. So the Gemara says, what's that fit for? Why isn't that considered a masai? So the Gemara says, oh, because the plate of gold on the other end,
Which, yeah, in the weekday it's used to separate the hair, but on Shabbos she plays there as an ornament, and therefore she's not chayav achatzis when she takes it out because it's like an ornament. So Tosfos explains, Hashtu lahoy tzarach loymer. Now at this point in the Gemara did not have to tell the shechalek is basar klal that's used to separate the hair at all, because the reason why on Shabbos biblically it's permitted to go out with is because of the golden plate. And really doesn't make a difference that it's separate to here. Eloha emes mefarish is just saying the truth that that's how it's used the weekday, but regarding what the halacha of Shabbos, it really has no relevance to the fact that it's used to separate to here. Shemesh Tais the Masal, it begins the words of the Gemara, v'shamoy koil me'alga me'ma'ar. They heard sound on top of the cave, which that's why they made the sound ha'mesumer forbidden, which Tais explains, koil shol sound ha'mesumer. The noise that they heard of the enemy was the sound of the hobnailed sandals, and that's why, because it came through that's why they made it forbidden. It wasn't just any noise that they heard, it was that sound, and therefore, that's why they made that forbidden to be worn on Shabbos. Ketunek says the mask, which it's brought Shaykh Lamed Beis, that this belongs on Amid Beis. We said that one cannot have with the hobnailed sandal, and not with the shoe that's not stitched. Which I can explain, why can you not send this sandal masumah on Yom Tov? And that is, the Gemara brought a Mishnah Masechtas Beya, that you could send clothing to your friend on Yom Tov, whether it's stitched or not stitched, but you cannot send, like a Tezdev Masl is, the sandal masumah, and also a shoe that wasn't stitched. So Taisa asks, Tamil Reed, it's a wonder to the Reed. But Katani Seifa, but we learned that this at the end of that Mishnah, Zia called this the rule. Whatever you could adorn yourself with it, Mashachan Isab Yamtib, you could send it on Yamtib. Mafarish Begumat, the Gemara explains, what does that mean? The Chosha Naisin Babachal come up, whatever you use during the weekday, so that you could send on Yamtib. The sandal Hamasum and Naisin Babachal, now this hobnailed sandal, people do wear on the weekday. So my aim is Shachan Isab Yamtib, why can't you send it on Yamtib? It's something you could use on the weekday, so that's a Simchas Yamtib that you get on Yamtib. Shem, what you can say is, no, the Chmir, but they were more stringent regarding the Sanam Masumah, the Fisha Batakal Yad, because the stumbling block of this incident, which our Gemara explains, of all the deaths happened through it. Kiheche da Asalay Bishmait and Rabbalaz Rib Shimon, just like Rabbalaz Rib Shimon said, it's forbidden al Tatli, Lechazabes Akli, they now use this hobnailed sandal to cover a vessel, a Lismach by Karimit, or to support the beds of the legs of a bed. Ava Pisha Shar Kim Shamakhl Isr, although generally other vessels that although it's a tool that's used for something prohibited, like the sandal masumer, Charlotte Talton sells Gufim Kamen, yet you allow to move it for its to use it for a permitted element or for its place. And still we see it says forbidden, because we're more machmer here also, they agree that the sandal masumah is forbidden to be sent on Yom Tov. And Zach called the Ketoni Asim, so then this way it says, this is the rule that it says over there, it's going the other case of the shoe which wasn't stitched, that is permitted because it's something that's sent on that's used on the weekday, which so then, even though you can't really wear it right now, but regarding the sandal masumah, they were more stringent than that of all the other cases. Now, more of vanilla read, it seems to the read that filler abund rebelaza. The shari latal itself good makam, that says permitted to move it if you want to use it for something permitted or for its place, that asla shalcha b'yamtiv, they agree and I'll send it on yamtiv. I avagav the shluch mishim simchas yamtiv, even though when you're sending it there's an element of simchas yamtiv, it's chashu kamar itself good, it's like using something for a permitted element, where here you're giving someone a simcha, but you're giving him a gift. The shari l'shlech d'vam shem lachtan l'isser, as it's permitted to send someone something which is its element is for something prohibited, but kivin shabosa to kol yodis es taisin. But since something bad happened through these sandal masumas, like a simchas yamtiv, there is no simchas yamtiv, and therefore they would agree that it's forbidden to send this on yamtiv.